Weddings bring opinions. The bride may have one expectation, the groom may have another, parents may have traditions, grandparents may have memories, a planner may have a timeline, a photographer may want certain angles, a DJ may want quick cues, a venue coordinator may have strict rules, a divorced parent may feel wounded, a blended family may feel tense, a church may have policies, a chaplaincy setting may have institutional limits. A wedding ceremony can become crowded with voices before the officiant ever speaks. This is why the Christian wedding officiant needs calm authority. Calm authority is not domination. It is not harshness. It is not the officiant insisting, "I am in charge." Calm authority is servant-hearted clarity under Christ. The officiant remembers that the ceremony is not governed by the loudest person, the most emotional family member, the wedding industry, or the latest trend. The ceremony is governed by Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. Family opinions matter, but they are not ultimate. Beauty matters, but beauty serves covenant. The ceremony belongs to God before it belongs to anyone else. This matters especially when there is tension. A mother wants a deceased relative mentioned in a way that feels almost like invocation. A father wants a joke included that embarrasses the groom. The photographer wants the couple to pause unnaturally during the vows for a shot. The planner wants the ceremony shortened by removing scripture. The couple wants warmth, but the family wants tradition. What should the officiant do? First, listen. Do not react quickly. Second, clarify. Ask, what are you hoping this moment will communicate? Third, recenter. Bring the conversation back to covenant, dignity, scripture, and the couple's approved ceremony plan. Fourth, offer a faithful alternative. For example, I understand that honoring your grandmother matters. Instead of speaking as though she is spiritually present, we can thank God for the legacy of faith and love that shaped this family. Or, I hear that you want humor. Let's use warmth without embarrassing either the bride or groom. Or, I want to honor the timeline, but I do not want the vows or scripture to feel rushed. This kind of leadership protects peace. Ministry Sciences helps us notice family systems at weddings. Old wounds can appear, control patterns can surface, grief may intensify, anxiety may attach itself to small details. People may argue about flowers, seats, songs, or words when deeper pain is really present. The officiant does not become a therapist. The officiant does not solve every family problem, but the officiant can protect the ceremony. A chaplain may need this calm authority in a hospital, hospice, military, or correctional setting where emotions and policies are intense. A church staff minister may need it when family expectations conflict with church doctrine. A one wedding officiant may need it when relatives push for last minute changes. A life coach minister or romance officiant may need it when helping a couple prepare vows that are truthful rather than merely emotional. Calm authority says, we will be kind, but we will not be careless. We will be personal, but we will not make the couple's story sovereign. We will honor family, but we will not let family pressure redefine Christian marriage. We will cooperate with the wedding team, but the ceremony remains a covenant witness before God. The Christian officiant should not be anxious, combative, passive, or controlling. The officiant should be clear, prayerful, humble, and steady. When everyone has an opinion, the officiant helps the ceremony return to what is true. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. The officiant's calm authority helps everyone remember that holy center,